Written in Blood by Caroline Graham. Read by Hugh Ross. Without some sort of anxiousness, writing loses its charm. Nicholson Baker, You and I. The Invitation. Afterwards, talking to the police, no one could quite agree as to who had put forward Max Jennings' name. One or two people thought it was Amy Lydiard, who was sure it was her friend Sue Clapton. Sue disagreed, suggesting Rex St. John, who said it certainly couldn't have been him because he'd never heard of the man, let alone read his books. Laura Hutton admitted she might have been responsible, having recently come across an article in Harper's describing the author's recent move to a village barely 20 miles away. Brian Clapton said whoever it was had inflicted on him the most boring evening he'd ever spent in his entire life. But what Amy and Sue both agreed on was that poor Gerald's reaction to the suggestion had been most dramatic. No sooner were the words Max Jennings uttered than, according to Amy, who wrote blockbuster fiction, he had apparently jumped, blanched, trembled, been taken aghast, stared wildly round, or winced, as if from some mysterious blow. And then he had dropped his coffee cup. There was immediately much fuss over the stained trousers, and what with that and scraping the sugary residue off the carpet, it was some 10 minutes before the group reassembled. Sue made some fresh coffee, using the special chocolate truffle variety that Gerald had left ready and which Brian said he couldn't tell from cocoa. When she took the tray in, Gerald was standing in front of the gas fire, holding damp trousers away from his scalded knees, and saying...